10 years after the inaugural hockey marathon for the kids, 40 hockey players strapped on their skates and hit the ice this spring to raise funds for the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation, while simultaneously attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the most consecutive hours of playing ice hockey. The marathon game took place at the Chestermere Recreation Centre from March 31 to April 11, consisting of 261 consecutive hours of playing time to beat the previous record set by hockey players in Edmonton in the winter of 2021. According to Alex Hallett, Hockey Marathon for the Kids founder and Team Hope captain, the marathon was an overwhelming success, with more than $875,000 raised towards their $1 million goal. Whether we raised $1 or $10 million, the biggest part was it brought people together supporting one cause, pediatric cancer research and treatment, Hallett said. He added the event organizers are still working on snagging a couple major sponsors and are optimistic they will be able to break the $1 million threshold. Following an endless rotation of skating, stretching, eating, and sleeping, the marathon ended on April 11 at 5 p.m. with a final score of 3,490 to 3,397 in favor of Team Cure, according to a press release. In its first iteration, the 2012 hockey marathon exceeded its goal by raising $1.2 million for the foundation, with the players logging 246 consecutive hours, about 1.5 weeks, of hockey. 2 years later, the players took to the ice again, this time raising $1.7 million and breaking their own record by playing for 248 consecutive hours. We thought we'd give it a shot again for the third time and again we were successful, Hallett said. We were more than thrilled. Obviously, you want to try to hit numbers like you did in 2012 and 2014, but we are sitting in a different economic world now. So, for us to achieve what we did, I was more than happy. He added the initiative was successful in achieving the new world record, but at the end of the day, the game was just a means to help raise awareness and money for the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation. Being that we live in Western Canada, what's more unique than playing hockey for 10.5 days to help raise awareness and funds for the Alberta Children's Hospital? Hallett said. He said this year's marathon came with some challenges, including more than a fair share of bumps and bruises. Several players even sustained serious injuries during the game, meaning others had to step in to fill the gap. Some guys were doing upwards of 6-7 hour shifts on the ice just to cover for their teammates, he said, adding as a rule, once the puck dropped, players were unable to switch teams or find replacements. Hallett said his team, Team Hope, consisted of players who were on average 10 years older than the members of the opposing team, Team Cure. By the final hour of the game, Hallett said his body was ready to fail him, but when he saw the crowd shuffle in and family members line the rink to cheer on the final few shifts, his pain dissipated, and he felt a renewed sense of purpose and strength. I felt like I was 8 years old again, but as soon as that buzzer went and everyone started cheering, all the pain came back, he said with a laugh. It reminded us of how old we are, but it was great. Injuries sustained included skin abrasions, a broken hand, pulled groin, broken rib, blisters, swollen feet, over 2 skate sizes, calf strains and dry skin. Our team took it pretty hard, Hallett said. I should have thought of that, but I didn't do it at the time when I was picking the teams and we paid for it physically. Hallett said the players from both teams exerted their full effort on the ice, resulting in 4 or 5 players facing the need for knee surgery, a handful of players developing sepsis, and a player needing to have his retina reattached following the marathon. These guys have definitely left it all on the ice, he said. But I've already got players asking, when are we going to do this again? In response, he said the players must be reminded of their age, as some are nearing 50 years old. Let's take it stride by stride, he said. I tell them, you've got 3 to 5 years to rest up, so take care of yourselves right now. According to Hallett, it is a common courtesy for the Chestermere game to wait for similar groups in both Edmonton and Buffalo, New York to each host a hockey marathon attempt before strapping on their skates again. Plus, he said it gives the players time to heal up. Hallett said though the players gave their all on the ice, the event would not have been possible without the 1,600 volunteers that helped put the marathon together. Everyone talks about the players, but, without the volunteers, this game wouldn't have happened, he said. Players and visitors to the rink had an emotional day filled with special guests, including Ava Hadfield and Luke Collin, two children who are both undergoing cancer treatment. Others included Drew Gregory, the 2022 Alberta Country Male Artist of the Year, and Jordy Fike, a World Professional Chuckwagon Association driver. Also in attendance were Michael Emprick of the Guinness Book of World Records and Saifa Kunar, President and CEO of the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation. Hallett said people can still donate to the Alberta Children's Hospital Foundation through the event website, hockeymarathon.com. The hospital is not going anywhere. Cancer is not going anywhere, he said. Continue to donate and let's try to get every kid back home, back to their families if possible.